Hello, my friend. Are you satisfied with your sexuality? What do you wish were different, maybe better, about this area in your life? What fears or apprehensions do you have about sex and your sexuality? And what is the generational story about sexuality that you have adopted as your own? Listen, if you are interested in beginning an open and honest conversation about sexuality, you are right where you should be. In today's conversation, we will begin a conversation about sexuality by helping you uncover your current beliefs about it. And really, this is the best place to begin always with any change that you want to make where you are right now. I hope that you can feel the safety, love, and support that I have for you as you listen and consider doing the work I suggest to develop a better relationship with your sexuality. So grab your Diet Coke, hey, maybe two today because of the topic. Put in those earbuds and let's talk friend to friend. Do you want to build solid self-confidence and to know your next step is the right one? Do you find yourself feeling lonely and wondering if God has forgotten you in your singleness? Hello and welcome to the Single Christian Woman Podcast. I'm Sharon Lamar, party of one expert until the age of 52. Remaining single for what felt like a lifetime had me constantly questioning, am I good enough? And why had God forgotten me? It wasn't until I discovered the power coaching had to transform my thinking and build my relationship with God that my self-confidence skyrocketed and I was happier. In this podcast, you will find practical strategies, tips, and tools to help you strengthen two key relationships, the one you have with God and the one you have with yourself. So grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's chat friend to friend. I love a good movie. I especially love watching a movie in a theater, the kind of theater that has the reclining seats, big bowl of popcorn, and of course my Diet Coke, light on the eye so I have more Diet Coke, and wrapped up in a blanket that I always take to the movies. I just love it. And one of my favorite movies is, it's an old one, I think it was back in the 90s, Sleepless in Seattle. Remember that one with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan and Rosie O'Donnell was also in it. And one of my favorite scenes, a scene that just like sticks in my brain, is the one where Meg's character is talking to Rosie O'Donnell's character and she says, you know that dream when you're naked on the street and everyone is looking? And Rosie replies, I love that dream. Well, again, that little dialogue has stuck in my head and has for years. Probably because through the years, I've had periodic recurring dreams about that very thing, being naked in public. And it's weird. I'm usually at church or in a business meeting of some sort. Other people all around me, everybody else has clothes on, and I'm the only one that's naked or almost naked sometimes in the dream. It's very strange. Anyway, I had the dream a couple of nights ago. In this one, I was totally naked and I was a speaker in a meeting and I'm sitting up on what some people refer to as the rostrum. And the only thing that I have with me, again, totally naked, is a dinner napkin, right? I'm waiting to take my turn on the stage and I have a dinner napkin that I have unfolded to make it as big as it is, can be, and I have got it like covering my lower girl parts, okay? So there you have it. That was my dream. Now, I'm not freaked out about these dreams because I totally know what they're about. They're about me being vulnerable in some way that I haven't been before. They're about me stepping out and sharing parts of myself that I have not shared before. And right now, they're about me recording an episode called Uncovering Your Beliefs About Sexuality. Which is kind of ironic when you think about it, uncovering while I'm trying to cover. Anyway, I have been thinking about this episode for several weeks now, and it can be a tough, scary, and sensitive topic to talk about. And while it can be all of those things, It's really important for you to begin to uncover your beliefs about sexuality. It's important to do so. Remember last week in our episode, I mentioned that there are certain topics that just make us nervous to talk about. But we want to talk about them, but then we hesitate to talk about them because we're worried about what other people will be thinking about us. Well, their eyes widen and their jaws drop when you bring up the topic of sexuality. And then you wonder, am I safe to talk to this person about this? Will they understand me? Will they judge me? Can I trust them with this part of me? And my prayer and hope is that as you listen to this episode, you will extend to me safety, understanding, and trust. And in return, my hope is that in your heart, you will know that my only purpose is to help you in some way and that you are safe here, I understand you, and you can trust me. Sexuality has been a part of many of my conversations with single Christian women over the last couple of weeks. And I'm saddened to hear that every one of them has had some level of struggle and shame surrounding their sexuality. Now, I do want to pause here for just a minute and make sure that you know that I am not a licensed sex therapist. I am a life coach who works specifically with single Christian women, helping them to get perspective on their life and way of thinking that will help them take their good life and make it an amazing life. One way I do that is by helping you uncover your current beliefs about any area in your life. And then once you understand what you currently believe, you can see how it's affecting your life. I promised from the get-go of this conversation or this podcast that we would talk about all things and that I would be vulnerable with you and that we would have an open conversation about being single in the church. So there you have it. Having said all of that, let's jump into uncovering your beliefs about sexuality. Now, as many of you know, I did not get married until I was age 52. And during my single years, I lived a chaste life, which means I did not have sex until I had sex with my husband on our wedding night. Now, had I gotten married while my mother was alive, I would have asked her to give me some advice. You know, the only piece of advice I remember my mother giving me about sex was just one sentence when I was a teenager. I don't remember how old I was specifically, and I don't remember why it even came up. All I remember was her sitting on a stool in the kitchen and telling me that before I had sex the first time, I should take a long hot bath to loosen things up. That was the entirety of the conversation about sex with my mother. Now, as you can imagine, it really didn't help me much. It really actually kind of made me more nervous about sex. The fact that something had to be loosened up only made me kind of think that maybe it was not going to be fun, it was going to be painful, whatever. And I didn't ask any questions because I could see that she was already uncomfortable telling me just the little bit that she had just told me. And then in sixth grade, we were shown a film and I had a class period or two about anatomy. The only thing that I remember about that whole episode of school in sixth grade was being confused and scared. And I think the whole point of all of that was to scare us, not necessarily to educate us. We watched some movie, and I just remember this scene in the movie fading out with this boy and girl on a beach alone, the scene fading out, and the next thing you know in the movie, she's a pregnant teenager, and it's just not good. It's not good. And I just remember thinking, you know, I just remember thinking, okay, so if you're alone with a boy, does it just magically happen, you know? Anyway, so confusing, scary. And I didn't even talk to my mother about the movie or the anatomy class. I could tell that my sixth grade teacher was super uncomfortable with this module in the curriculum. So I didn't ask her any questions. And guess what? Not one other kid in the class did either. Then, what I learned at church also helped develop my beliefs about sexuality. In that church setting, through all the years, I came away believing that it was not to be thought about, entertained, or explored until you were married. Until then, you just simply put your sexuality on a shelf, push it down, close it off, don't think about it, don't explore it, ever. And when you get married, then the brakes are off and you can think about it, talk about it, explore it, touch it, and live happily ever after, having great, loving, off-the-chart sex with your husband. Right? Well, there's a gap, a pretty big gap, to go from no, 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 to go, go, go. And even though I was 52 when I got married, and over those years I had gathered up some more information, some tips and advice about sex before I got married, I decided I wanted to have a conversation with a friend, a really good friend of mine. I chose her. She was married and had just actually married off her youngest child, which is a 19-year-old girl. So I called my friend and asked her if she was willing to give me, quote unquote, the talk that she had recently given her daughter before her wedding. And my friend was willing. We met at her house and it was a beautiful conversation. It was beautiful because she had no other agenda than to listen to me and answer my questions. She didn't load me up with her opinion or her judgments about sexuality. She is a rare friend. Her only position was one of love. She loved me and only wanted to help me during this particular stage in my sexuality. So I have spent the last several minutes sharing with you part of my own sexuality belief discovery. And I hope that as you listen, you perhaps saw yourself in me, maybe picked out a few ideas of how you can uncover your own beliefs about sexuality, and at the very least, came to realize that you are not alone. Every single woman I have talked with lately about this subject have confided that they simply don't talk about it with anyone and are certain they are the only one who has questions or are not happy with their current situation or beliefs about their own sexuality. A couple of women who were single or are single due to divorce expressed that they are worried that they will be taking their own old sexuality beliefs with them into a new relationship, and they don't want to do it. And while they have not allowed themselves to really understand what those beliefs are, their old beliefs, they knew that they had not been happy and fulfilled in their prior marriage and wanted things to be different in their next relationship, but were afraid to even bring it up with a potential partner, let alone talk to themselves about it. And ladies, that is the first step. You must become intimate with yourself before you can be intimate with someone else. And what I mean by that is that you must be willing to allow yourself the intimacy with you to find out what you believe, why you believe it, and choose intentionally what beliefs you want to keep, what you want to nuance, and what you want to toss out altogether. And the very best way to do that is to grab the pen and the blank piece of paper and begin asking yourself questions and letting the answers pour out onto the paper. Remember, that blank piece of paper is your first loving friend, the one who will hold space for you to be completely vulnerable, telling it all your thoughts. Every single one of them. That friend will not judge you. It will not drop its jaw and look at you wide-eyed as you tell your story of sexuality. It will only receive what you have to give. That's it. It's a safe place to begin uncovering your beliefs about your sexuality. And I promise, once you get your beliefs, your story, and thoughts out of your head onto that blank piece of paper, you can begin to more clearly see why this area of your life is currently the way it is. And that's super good news. Why? Because once you see the results your beliefs are creating for you, you can change them if you want to. Now, I just think that's wonderful to know. But it doesn't just happen. You have to do the work to become intimate with yourself, uncovering your beliefs about sexuality. Okay, so now it's time. I always do this. Grab a pen and a blank piece of paper. And write down the following questions on the paper. and then allow yourself to be honest and intimate with yourself as you answer the questions. It is through these questions that you will begin peeling back your beliefs about sexuality. You will begin to discover what you believe. So I'm going to just start you out with four questions that are some of my favorites. Number one, what did you learn from your parents about sexuality? Number two, when you think about the word sexuality, what are your thoughts? And number three, what do you want to believe about your sexuality? And number four, what is keeping you from believing that right now? Ladies, please take the time to ask and answer. Maybe set the mood. Maybe pick and plan an evening where you cozy up in your cutest PJs, wrapped in your favorite blanket, light a couple of candles, grab your favorite pen and your journal, and simply allow yourself to have an intimate conversation with yourself, an honest and intimate conversation with yourself about your sexuality. Then the next day, take a look at what you uncovered and ask yourself, what parts have served me well and which parts do I want to get some help with? Now you are in a better position to have an intimate conversation with someone else. Perhaps it's a sex therapist if you feel you need that, or me as your coach to help you let go of parts that are not serving you and replace them with beliefs that will enhance and improve your sexuality. Before we wrap up today, I have two requests. Number one, I encourage you to help the young women you influence, perhaps it's your daughters, to have a healthier view of sexuality than you did. The truth is, my mother did the best she knew how when it came to helping me understand sexuality. And her mother did the best she knew how, and so on, back through the generations. And you, now knowing the effect of treating the topic of sexuality as a taboo, making it scary and shame-ridden, have the power to stop the generational unhealthy beliefs with your very own daughter. And the second request is to send me an email letting me know what you thought of this topic in this episode today and what you want to talk more about surrounding the topic of sexuality. Will you please do those two things? Help the next generation and send me an email? Hey, thanks for sticking with me and yourself as we talked about sexuality and how you can begin uncovering the beliefs about it that you have. I know it can be uncomfortable, bringing up feelings of shame or guilt. And I hope that you have felt through our conversation nothing but love and openness. I also hope this episode helps you explore, discover, and understand your beliefs surrounding your sexuality so that you can develop a healthier relationship with your own sexuality. You, my friend, are amazing. Before you jump off, one more thing. Come and hang out with me and the other ladies in our free Facebook community. It's the Single Christian Woman Facebook group. There's a copy or a link in the show notes. Just highlight that copy, put it in your browser, and it'll take you right to the group. There you can join up with all of us. And also in there, when you're prompted, be sure to leave your email address so that you can become a Single Christian Woman Insider. As an insider, you get weekly emails full of lots of juicy tips and early bird access to special offers. You won't want to miss out on being in the community or getting the insider emails. I love you and thank you for joining our conversation today, and I'll see you next week. Thank you, my gorgeous friend, for spending a slice of your day with me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with one of your single girlfriends? Also, please take a moment to do two things. Leave a written review wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the show. I love hearing how the show inspires you or makes you think. Until next week, remember, God loves you and so do I. Bye!